It does?
Oh, what's going on, peeps? Okay, so we don't know where this podcast is going to end up, but this podcast is going up. I'm Justin from Child Codes, and we got Chris Sean on.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, man. Today, we got a weird one for you. I don't know what we're going to do, but this is in video form now. I'm like, being on Zencastr, I feel so used to it being only audio, and now we have video, which is kind of dope.
Yeah, it's nice because we can, like, we can't make eye contact, but, like, we can see each other.
I mean, low-key, we can make eye contact. You got your video off to the side. I'm like, yeah, see? Oh. Like, I'm straight on, so I'm a little bit more personable. You're off to the side like an actual YouTuber.
Bro, I got to get my background. I got to get a different field, man.
No, you have a better background than me. Look at this. I had to make my bed before we started this.
Oh, you did, bro.
I had to make my bed. I had to cover up some boxes with a sweater. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, my God. Because
my camera is low quality right now, but we all good?
It's all good.
Yeah. But what's our topic for today, Chris? What are we going to talk about?
Today what we wanted to go over was why everyone should become a developer. I guess you could say more why everyone should try, at least, to become a web developer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like that, especially from your journey up and my journey right now, a lot of people are just coming up.
A lot of
people. And like, I feel like, I don't know if I would say feel like, but there could be a bunch of people who are thinking about why they want to do it, if they're just doing it to be cool, or if they actually want to do something with it.
Yeah, those are two totally different reasons. If you're doing it just to be cool, you will not become one.
No, no. If you think you can code it, you think you're going to pick up chicks? No, that's not going to happen. Oh, Chris!
No, it was just, you know, like...
Chris, that's like an opinion on it!
No, I...
Listen, y'all heard it here first?
Dude, I
Chris
saw...
Chris uses code to pick up chicks!
No! No, bro. I know. How can you use code to pick up chicks? Hey, do you like HTML? If you like HTML, I'll add some CSS to your life, you know?
I got some daily functions for you, dude.
Let's put this on the for loop. Oh my gosh, what's going on right now? What is going on?
Oh my God. You're the cons to my variable. No, that's
what? God. What?
You're the...
That makes sense. You're my cons. They'll never change. You're not a let. You're a cons.
Oh, I always import you as my script.
Oh, dude. What the heck, bro?
Okay, we might need to delete this podcast.
Yeah,
we might need to delete this episode.
This is staying in here, bro. What's going on? But yeah, I mean, if people expect it, you can pick up girls like that. No, it doesn't work like that.
I would hope no one actually comes into this trying to learn code to actually pick up chicks. Like, I feel like that's such a 2020 thing to do.
Not just anyone.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to pick up chicks from a distance. Yeah, nah, not even. Like, even if you're smart, I feel like if you're super smart, it's almost like a turnoff in a way, because you're too smart.
I was talking to this one girl right now, and she's like, what do you like doing? Like, what do you like to do on your side hobby? I told her, oh, I just like to learn how to protect myself from hackers. I texted this to her, and I could not believe that I said that, bro. Bro, I have the text messages on my phone right now.
Why would you say that?
He asked me what my hobby was, bro. What else am I going to say? Play Valorant? I'm going to be white diamond?
Like, yes! I'm a diamond player in Valorant. Sounds way much way better than being like, I protect myself from hackers.
It's a
hobby of mine.
I don't... No, but like, after that, I said, okay, I sound really weird after that. She said, no, my brother's a developer too, so it makes sense.
Oh, see, well, you lucked out. That's what happened. You lucked out.
I did. Bro, when I clicked send, the moment, the first thing that came to my head was, you are stupid. This is why you're still single.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh. Dude, this, like, That wouldn't even be the first thing that pops into mind. I pick up some. Oh!
Oh, your camera.
No!
Oh my gosh.
This has been the story of my life.
What just happened? Why is it not working again?
This is staying in the podcast. Hold on. I'm getting my stream cam out because I'm tired of this. Keep the podcast rolling, Chris.
Oh my gosh, man. All right, I'm gonna talk to this black screen right now.
Do it.
Nah, man. Yeah, dude, I just couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that I said those words. But hey, you know what? Stay true to myself, bro. Stay true to myself.
Yeah, true to yourself. Like, you're just doing you.
Yeah, no, just doing me. But I think that's important, though, that you are yourself. But, you know, as you, what is scary, to be honest, man, take some serious note while you fix your face.
Wow.
your face cam, your webcam. I was talking to a friend just a couple, an hour ago. Like, as you do start to make more income as a developer, like, when you start to make more money, and I mean, like, go up there, like.
Hold up, Chris. Pause it. Okay, well, this is what happens when you have terrible technology, but we switched webcams, we're back. But
why does your webcam look better than your DSLR?
Well, you see, the thing is.
Bro, on your DSLR, I couldn't even tell those were shoes behind you. They look like toilet paper in the camera. Dude, I'm like, why does he have, like, paper rolls of, like, paper towels or something?
Nah.
Is he selling shirts from his room? Like, what's going on?
See, this is now. So this is the Logitech stream cam now. So you're getting like legit quality. Not to say that the DSLR better. Was bad quality.
It's
because the DSLR had to get connected through a micro USB cable. This is going through like actual USB. So we're all right now.
Man. Well, welcome back. Thank you. To see your face.
It's good to be back. I don't have to worry about my webcam now, thank God.
I know, dude. We spent like an hour trying to get your webcam to work.
Oh my God, dude. It took you 5 minutes. I heard all the cables rumbling and like you plugged in, you're good.
I told you it'd take me like a few minutes.
And it took me about an hour, dude. And then we ran into audio issues. Like, this thing is a mess. But anyways.
Now we know how it works.
So reasons people should become a developer.
Yeah. I mean, for some people, again, it's they hope they could pick up girls.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's number one for sure. So, I mean, like, you just got to come up with, if we're being for real about this, right? If we're being for real about picking up girls with code, you just got to come up with better pickup lines than we came up with. And you actually have to make websites and products that unlock the key to the girl's heart.
Yeah. I forgot you can see my face, dude. Holy crap.
Dude, the disgust on your face. I was like, I hope you didn't take that seriously, bro. But this is like the amount of cringe that was on your face. Oh my God. Holy the shit. Webcam thing is beautiful.
It's not fair, dude. You can see everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, but on a real note, I think it can't help in regards to they know that you have a stable job.
Are we still talking about picking up girls?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay. Just want to be on the same page.
Dude, we'll never get finished this podcast.
No, podcast will be like 3 hours long. Let's be the Joe Rogan experience.
Bro. No, but no, like it really can, like in regards to everyone knows what a software engineer is, right? And let's say, for example, you put the title senior in front of that. Oh, they already know, like, oh, this person has a good stable job.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess it could help in that aspect.
Maybe. I don't really think so.
Really?
I don't think
No, so. Not like getting good, but like that. Oh, this person actually is professional. It's not. Someone who just
sure, but I think it matters more if you're passionate about actually being a senior developer.
That's true.
Rather than actually just being one.
So we're not saying become a developer to get a girlfriend, okay?
I hope all of you who are listening right now are not taking this seriously by any means.
Oh, I'm being serious though, bro.
We being serious now?
Nah, but no, I'm serious about that. You know, for real. I mean, it helps to have to be honest. I mean, okay, you know what? Let's just move on to another topic.
Yeah, let's go to the real number one, the real reason why we're here. We're keeping all of this in the actual episode. Like, this isn't getting deleted.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be so embarrassing.
I don't know how we even, like, how we can get a job after this,
bro. Oh, you're right. We'll talk about that another time.
This will be an HR nightmare.
Oh my gosh. So, all right, I mean, what do you think? All right, so.
Okay, so here's
what do you look forward to?
So like the thing with coding is like it opens so many doors.
Yeah,
like the opportunities for everybody are endless. And like the first thing I always go to is freelancing. Is no matter where you are in your life or like whatever career you're in, you don't even necessarily need to be a developer right now. Like you could be a construction worker. And if you know how to code, like when you're done during the day, at night you can like pick up clients and like actually do work and make some side money.
Yeah.
And it helps, especially if you're, let's just say, for example, you're in a low income job, right? And you're looking to advance, but right now you're kind of stuck. Perfect. You can just learn how to code, make a website, and pick up clients, right? It's harder than it sounds, right? Like it sounds simple enough. You pick up a client, you do the work for them, you get paid, but it's like harder than it is, but it's satisfying work. And not only that, it's once you start doing freelance and actually getting clients and doing work, it then propels you more into that industry and can get you to be an actual developer for a company or, you know, build your clientele up and then actually like build an agency sort of thing and then make your own business. Which is cool because you can literally have your own business doing that kind of stuff.
No, true. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do right now with my own business, right?
Yeah.
Using code and do that. I mean, I have my own business right now doing that. But I think another thing is freedom, dude.
Oh, 100%. And I've talked about this in a previous episode of on YouTube is it allows for location independence.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally code wherever you want.
I mean, that's literally what I'm doing right now.
Exactly, like, right? Like,
I'm literally looking at what... Dude, I just moved to Virginia. Now I'm looking, like, what state do I want to live in next? Should I live in Austin, Texas? Should I live in Virginia Beach? Should I go to Florida? Yep. Like, or should I go to Korea for 6 months? Like, what should I do? But not even just that, though. You can live anywhere, but you don't have to feel like you're stuck at a job. Because every company knows that when they hire a developer, that developer, unless you're a junior... You can, unfortunately, you can get a job anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. So that's why developers are tended to be treated well at a company. But if you don't treat a developer well, they're going to leave you.
Yeah, like, 100%. My job.
I moved here.
Yeah.
2 months later, I quit my job.
Well, that's just also to back up on the idea that there's so many opportunities out there.
So many.
Like, for you. Like, there, it's endless. And developers are going to be in need for as long as... humanly possible.
Oh, developers will be needed for the rest of time, dude.
Yeah. Like,
developers, I mean, we are the reason that we get to have the life we have now.
Exactly. And I think that's even more reason why, because I wouldn't say there's job security. I don't think there's necessarily job security as a developer. Like, there's always chances of you getting laid off, but there's an abundance of opportunities is probably what's there, right? Like, regardless of a job security, there's an abundance of opportunity for you to pick up on. So even if you get laid off, lose your job, or quit, you can always move on to the next one, and there's plenty of places for you to go.
True, as long as you're always elevating your skill.
True. Yeah, for sure. And I think that for the most part, especially those that are self-taught, understand that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, you're always wanting to elevate your skill, and you're always growing on the job for sure. But like, and I'm not going to say that people who went to school for it are necessarily less motivated, but I feel like not most of the time, sometimes you'll see those people who are just doing it for the paycheck and just doing it and like not really wanting to learn new technologies or not wanting to improve their readability of code or whatever it is, right?
Like,
as long as you're excelling, like you said, your opportunities are endless.
Dude, like, I got laid off, got 2 job offers in 3 days, right? I quit my job. I posted on Twitter and literally I didn't share this with anyone. 5 companies reach out to me. They want to interview me. Hey, Chris, I have a position available.
That's what comes with being Chris Sean.
Well, it helps the network.
Yes.
Network. I built a strong network, I guess you could say.
And a strong network and a strong brand.
That helps,
which,
too.
Which I think also is a benefit of being, like, or learning how to code is the community that comes with it. And I've talked about this before,
that's
too.
That's so true.
Like, the community that's behind developers is...
It's amazing.
Crazy. Like, yeah. Dev Twitter, Dev Instagram, and Dev YouTube.
Yeah.
All of those right there are crazy.
Dude, there's a Discord of all developer YouTubers. Yeah, Discord.
Yeah, like, I'm in that Discord. It's crazy. It's nuts.
It's insane. And the community, it's so kind. But the thing is, though, you do have to build a presence for yourself. Whether it's small or not.
Yeah.
If you don't build a presence anywhere, then no one knows you. No one can help you.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's important to build. Oh, dude, this is a good topic for video. I need to. Oh, man.
Write that down. Write that down. Yeah. But like building the presence for sure. But I think that the one thing with the community is we're built in a way where we allow people to just like not expose themselves, but like actually communicate and talk in the community. Because I feel like, I mean, you know, the gaming community, that's just toxic.
Yeah, that's I'm not gonna lie, I might contribute to that.
Yeah, like people speak and it's like a bombardment of hate,
racist
comments for no reason.
For no reason, bro.
Yelling out Trump 2020 without context. Just to get a reaction.
In a game? Really?
Nah, not in a game. Like more in forums and comments, like Reddit and stuff.
Yeah.
In games, that's just like racist stuff.
Yeah.
Or just like toxic stuff that you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
In the dev community, it's like we're willing to help people. We're willing to give advice. We're willing to show resources. We're willing to, I mean, not necessarily take one-on-one time, but I'm sure there are people in the community that are willing to. A lot of people ask for
one-on-one time, though. It's tough, man.
It's a thing, man. I hate turning it down, but there's no way I can do it.
I feel like a jerk. When I turn it
I like, wouldn't just, feel like a jerk though. Like,
yeah,
you can't. You don't have time to give one-on-one time. Unless you were an actual tutor.
I do give one-on-one times, but only to people I know in real life.
Yeah,
because you have to care about that person. Because
like you can't just.
It takes so much time and effort and energy.
Exactly, and like as bad as it sounds, it's just like for the both of us, we have content to make. You have a job that you have to go to,
and I work a lot. I work many hours.
Yeah, so many hours, man. It's just ridiculous. Oh,
like,
and I don't know. Just one-on-one time, unless you sign up and are that person in the community, one-on-one time is really hard to do.
How do you feel about charging people for one-on-one time?
I am okay with that.
I'm okay with it, but I don't feel comfortable doing it.
I think business in general, when you're first starting out doing it, is uncomfortable.
Dude, a lot of people say, Chris, I'll pay you. They're like, I'll pay you $50 an hour. I'm like, no,
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with charging for one-on-one time if I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Because the people who are willing to pay for it are going to pay for it anyways.
That's true. I think it's because I just don't think I am that person.
No, like, I mean, me too. I'm definitely not that one-on-one kind of guy. Like, I'm still learning, for God's sake.
Yeah,
there's no way I can give you one-on-one time.
Yeah, I just don't
and everyone's
like
still learning, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not well versed just yet to be giving technical advice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no way. And when people ask, I'm like, look, that's the thing too, is you don't want to suppress and take away that time from that person who's asking for one-on-one to actually learn how to Google their problems.
Yeah, dude, Google literally is everything, man.
And that's the thing. It's like on the job, you can't always be asking questions or asking for one-on-one time. Like, there's a point where you got to grow individually.
There's a friend, her name's Leanne. She has Instagram too. She started, I told her to build a brand on social media. She's a mom.
She's in San Jose too, right?
She was. She's in Oklahoma now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I think she tagged you in a comment or something somewhere too. But yeah, I'm mentoring her. She's a friend I've known for 10 years. She's known all of my ex-girlfriends. She knew me when I was skinny and good looking. She knows me when I'm not skinny and not as good looking anymore.
She's caught you in all different phases of life.
I knew her and her husband before they were even liked each other, you know. So I'm very close with her. And I told her, hey, I don't have a lot of time, but I mean, I'll commit every Friday to talk for an hour, give you any advice, and I'll keep her accountable and stuff. But dude, I told her, if you follow, and I guess it's a pride thing, but I really believe it. I told, if you follow exactly what I say, you'll become a developer in 6 months. Like, I know, I know I can make it happen. I know, mm-hmm. I know. Look at that smile. Like, what, really?
Like, where was my offer, Chris? Where was this 6 months ago?
Hey, I'm helping you in other ways, bro.
This is true. This is true. Listen, no, no, no. I'm just kidding. 100% kidding, Chris. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I apologize.
I'm just joking, man. I retract my previous statement. I'm joking. No, but yeah, I'm that confident. But it takes so much time and effort, man. I can't just help everyone.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. But just to like loop back on that, I would be okay with it if I felt comfortable in the position of giving one-on-one time. And I agree on the fact that, yes, I think it would be better and I would be more willing if it's someone that I knew in person and that someone like Leanne, where I would have known for a long time. I think that works out. But that, again, just shows the fact that there are people in the community who are willing to help out, especially their friends. Like, it's just a very helpful environment.
I might sound hypocritical right now. So I'm building three platforms.
Okay.
All right. One of them is a mentoring platform.
Uh-huh.
For people to find developers that can help mentor them.
What the hell, Chris?
I'm not one of those mentors, okay? But it's something that where, I mean, like for me, when I was like learning code, I wish I could find a mentor. If I have to pay one, hopefully within my budget, I'll do that. If it can help me get a job and guide me. I'm building that platform right now.
You're building what's it called? It's not like mentor. What was it called? You're building like a counselor, a virtual counselor. Yeah, like
but only platform. For coding. But bro,
exactly,
bro. I hired my own designer. I'm the developer. Because I'm amazing. Just kidding. I'll be coding it, dude. I'm using so many third party apps for this. But
I mean,
bro,
hey, whatever gets the job done,
dude. With the marketing team I just hired as well, like.
Damn,
bro, this is gonna grow. Yeah, dude, I hired a marketing team. I'm paying a couple grand a month for that. Designer, you know, I can't say how much I'm paying this person. And then I'm also gonna hire another person to take professional photos of my products. Like, I'm dropping so much money. but
Chris,
I'm dropping this money because I know I'll do well.
Brother, I didn't get my offer letter.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. I can't give you professional grade, but I'll give you some photos if you want.
Oh man, but oh yeah, so we need to go back though to why people should become a developer.
Yeah, we're going off to a horrible tangent.
This happens so much.
This happens all the time. Like, it even happens in regular conversation where we're not doing a podcast.
Oh yeah, even on Instagram.
Oh, true. You're right.
Yeah, with Discord, we're talking about one thing we can't mention on here yet. And then we start talking about a department with glass windows everywhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Just like out of nowhere. Yeah,
and like we're doing right now.
One thing led to another, and we stayed on that other thing for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, bro. Oh my gosh. Like an hour, probably.
Yeah,
man. But dude, what's one like thing that you really look forward to, though? Like, personally? Like,
it's a good question.
There's a lot. It could be money, which is not bad. Like, it's life-changing. The money you make as a developer is life-changing.
I mean, if we're going to talk about, like, one thing I'm really, really looking forward to is what my career is going to look like as I get more ingrained into the industry. Because if we look at it right now, I've only really been in this thing for a year.
That's true.
Right?
That's like, crazy.
And that's what I was talking about in my last video. Is like, it's crazy to think that this has only been a year. And I'm
Imagine
at where I'm
four.
At right now.
Imagine
that's
four.
What I'm saying.
I started 4 years ago, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Just imagine. Dang. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, like, just what this next year is going to bring. And then the next year. And, like, I don't have any, like, expectations. I just want to go with the flow, keep doing what I'm doing and improving what I'm doing as I go and seeing where that takes me. Whether that's a developer job, whether that's this thing taking off and growing, right? Like this podcast, the YouTube channel, whatever it is. And just seeing that grow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more looking forward to. And having code be the foundation of that just shows anyone who's joined in my journey would now see that me committing to learning how to code has done this for my life.
For sure. I mean, that's the best part, is that you get to share your, that's what I love about social media. I get to share my journey.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
dude, every single year since I became a developer, my life has gone better.
Mm-hmm.
Not just better, significantly better. And this year, three times better.
That's not, listen, when you're at the point in your life, in this current juncture where you lose a job and like three better ones just come your way every single time,
or you can just
that's a good place to be. Or you just quit your job and you feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Well, look at this way. I'm so good at my, and I'm not saying this to brag, okay? Not at all. It's because I put a lot of hard work in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really good at what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best. I don't think so, but I'm really good at what I do. That when I quit the job, again, I'm close to the CEO. The CEO is like, Chris, you know, you don't have to work for the company. Just work for me directly and I'll have you work in all the projects. Like, he didn't want me to quit.
Yeah. You become indispensable.
And we're pretty deep in the podcast, so yeah, no one else is going to reach this far. like, bro, I do half the work, receive the same pay.
Yeah.
No managers. No one watching my butt. You know what I mean? As long as I get the work done, it's all that matter. I work with a designer that I hired. That's it. Like, that's crazy, man.
That's the dream.
And that's the dream. And the thing is, I never thought that this would ever happen. You know what I mean? And it's about to get better, as you know. Like, dude, like, that smile, bro.
I can't hold it in. It's exciting.
Oh, dude, you know what we should, by the way, we should make a video of you and me applying to the same job and see who gets it, who gets hired first.
Are we leaving this on a podcast?
Yeah.
You think people... Listen, Chris, we're not even that far in. We're 26 minutes in. I think people are going to be... Okay. But yes, I think we should. And then cats out the bag.
You are so freaking obvious, man. You're so
obvious. I'm obvious. You're the one who just said it, like, blatantly. I said nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, the freedom you mean. Yeah.
We should, just to mess with people. Like, we should definitely like make that video and like it's almost like a Mr. Beast kind of video.
Dude, I'll tell you this, man. If this anyway, you know what I mean. I have a lot of ideas that I wrote down. I spent 3 hours to give really good ideas.
For what?
Like. Studying bro. And something that I would like to do if you too, bro. Like, I've been studying Mr. Beast and the content that I have in mind right now. Bro. Yeah.
Does it require giving money? Because I will definitely be your first your first video. Are you just going to pop through my window out of nowhere and just throw me cash as I...
no money will be given away. I
damn it! I don't want to be a part of it!
Dude, I did buy Mr. Beast sweater though, the one that he's.
Did you?
Yeah.
The one that's only like active for like 24 hours or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to, but I was like, nah, I'll wait on it.
Bro, he's man.
Those limited time launches work really well.
Oh, they do.
They work really well.
I have some things in mind too. Like, dude, I'm learning a lot. But anyway, so yeah, we should make that video. We should do a video like that. Let's like apply to the same job.
I'm down. Like, just like find a decent enough job for the both of us to apply to and apply and then.
We'll see what happens. What we'll do is that when we get that first interview, like, can I record this just for myself for future reference? Like, can I record this? Because you have to ask if you can record a conversation and stuff.
Yeah.
Just for education purposes for myself or something like that. Get permission to record it. And then we have content, put that together. Oh, it's going to be so interesting.
That would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
It would suck though, just because it's like, I feel that in that specific video, people would just know the outcome because they know you.
No, I'm gonna have no experience when I apply.
Oh, you're applying as if you had no experience.
Yeah, I'll use a different last name.
How's that gonna be legal?
What do you mean? No, I'm gonna use maybe my middle name or something. as my last name.
Again, how is that going to be legal?
It's good. It's legal.
You're going to be doing background checks on someone that doesn't exist. They're going to find someone in Oklahoma. And he's just this guy looks nothing like Chris.
But yeah, so it's a future aspect. Anyway, so what's another thing that you look forward to?
Another thing that I look forward to. The amount of relationships and friendships that I build out of this. Not just in personal life, but like the network.
Mm.
Like we were talking about before, is I've already seen within the year how many people I've talked to, and like being a part of the programming Discord, like meeting you and everyone on Instagram, none of this would have been possible if I didn't start to learn how to code, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think that was going to happen. I didn't think I was going to meet people.
Yeah.
And people that I actually followed because I started my Instagram and YouTube and just started learning how to code. Like, that's another thing that I look forward to, is just to see how many more people I can meet and how many more people are going to inspire me and how many more people I can inspire. I think that's something else that I actually genuinely look forward to, for sure.
No, for sure. No, that's a good reason, man. I think that's important because it kind of gives you more of a motivation, purpose.
Yeah.
Like for me, my purpose was, there are a lot of times, honestly, man, my first 3 years as a developer, I wanted to give up code. But the reason I didn't, I thought of my subscribers and everyone watching me.
Yeah, you got to give up on them.
If I give up, if I quit, then everyone else would quit. Or people who look up to me.
Yeah. They're like, sense? Yo, why did Chris quit? Oh, I wonder if this is even meant for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the stuff that like runs through my mind too, is like, there's so many people that have stuck with me that I'm very thankful for.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole thing, and just to quit out of the blue. And I've thought about it sometimes too, but not like actually do it. I was like, what would happen if I quit?
Yeah.
I don't think that they would feel no, they probably would. But it would make me feel even worse knowing that I had built this thing from the ground up and then just like out of the blue quit.
Yeah. I mean, but what else is there to go to? what else is there to go? I can't imagine doing anything else.
Gaming.
Okay, that would be really nice. No. Okay, that's hard to build through though. I'm really good at, I'll show you later. I'm really good at Valorant.
No, dude, listen, I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you're not.
Bro.
I'm just saying I might be better.
Do you know who Warden is in Valorant?
Yeah,
Wardell?
I do.
Wardell?
Wardell. Wardell's my cousin.
Do you know?
I'm just kidding.
You look similar. I'm just joking.
I've gotten that before. I played against Wardell on CSGO and ESCA a couple times.
Okay, so I believe you have aim.
Yeah.
I can believe that, right? You're Asian. you're in the Bay Area. bro.
Just because I'm from the same place from Stewie 2K doesn't mean I have aim.
Dude, when I joined this one team, just for fun, the first thing they said was, dude, you op just like Wardell.
Interesting.
Dude. I was the main opper in every, not just CSGO, by the way, CS 1.6, CS 1.5 teams I've been in, by the way. So I want to see.
You do seem like that obsessive kind of personality. So
I am obsessive as Chris.
Yeah. You're like, I can see you just like gaming way too much. And every night and day, you're just gaming. So I could see that you.
That's
you
why I had to give it up, bro, for a while to achieve.
Yeah. Because you were addicted too much.
Oh, I'm addicted. Yeah. I'm addicted, man.
See, I haven't played in so long, so like playing now, it feels good. I just can't do it on this ultra wide. Like this ultra wide's too much.
No, dude. I was gonna buy the ultra wide you have. I'm like, no, I need to. I was thinking of using it for that back there, but that looks nice already to me. So, yeah. You know, one of the other reasons that for me, that I really want to learn code as a developer is that I can help others.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like. That was one of my
And there's so many different routes that you can help people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me in particular, my parents, my sister, they're all struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them have a degree. None of them have good jobs. And so I was struggling for the longest time. I'm like, man, I need to be able to take care of them, when they get older. I have no one to help me. So, for my motivation was, I want to get to a point where they don't have to worry about money no more. And now, yeah, in a couple of weeks, they won't.
Huh.
Why do I put this stuff in here, bro? I can't hold myself in.
No, you can't. I mean, dude, listen. When things happen, or when it comes out, and hopefully everything comes out the way that we think.
We hope.
Gonna come out, or when we hope. It's gonna be, I feel like it's gonna make a dent. It's gonna make a fat dent. Like, it's gonna be.
I want to talk about it so bad.
I know, I do too.
So bad, dude.
I wish we could tell you guys. I wish we could tell you guys, but unfortunately, due to our current circumstances,
due to our NDAs,
the NDAs that we've signed through this one distributor.
Bro.
All I'm gonna say is, if it happens the way that both me and Chris are thinking is gonna happen,
we hope.
But that we hope is gonna happen. Sorry. Yeah. It would change lives.
It would change our families' lives.
Yes.
It would change our lives.
Look, the other thing that I'm gonna say too is, if it happens, you ain't gonna be seeing this background no more. You ain't gonna be seeing this light, these jerseys.
Hey, that's the same light as mine. Bro, is that the same light?
Yeah, but mine's more orange.
Oh, wow, F you.
This light, gone. This bed, gone.
Oh, my God. Bro,
I'm saying.
Dude, those beds make a difference, man. I bought a nice bed. I gave it to my stepdad, so I'm using a cheap one right now. Bro.
No, listen, this is like a memory foam one that, like...
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So good. Nice. So good.
I have like a $100 bed I'm using right now.
I think this is like 100 something. Oh, and nice. Then it's sitting on top of like an Amazon Basics thing, so I can stick some stuff underneath and clean up my room.
Nice. Well, okay. Okay, since we're on this topic, okay. Dude, it's fun to talk about.
It is.
All right, let's just say you... let's say
hypothetically speaking.
No, let's just say you become a software engineer, a senior software engineer.
Yeah.
Right? Things you can relate to.
Mm-hmm. You calling me old?
So let's just say you become a senior software engineer, right?
Uh-huh.
Developer, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. What are the first five things that you'll do?
First five things I'll do. With the paycheck? Or like just hearing the news? Give me specifics.
Good question. Collecting your first three paychecks plus the bonus.
Let's say it's a
$10,000 bonus after taxes.
After taxes. What am I making a year?
Let's say 150.
Whoa, okay. First three paychecks plus the $10K bonus. So
150, that's $8,000. In California, that's $8,000 a month after taxes.
Okay. Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, I can't say 50. Not the first three? Oh, damn. You put me on the spot on this one.
Just think, imagine what you can do. What would you want to do?
Am I this age?
Yeah, so you don't really have a lot of debt or anything. I'm assuming. So,
you don't know me.
That's I don't know you. But yeah, let's just say you have nothing, no debt, no nothing. I mean,
okay.
Dude, if I made that at 23?
Dude. Oh, gosh. Dude.
Stop. Just talk.
Okay, so let's just say, let's say I collect those three paychecks and I get the bonus. I'm this age. I am debt free. Okay? This is what I'm doing. 50% of that is going into real estate.
Whoa.
I would invest in real estate. 25% goes into my portfolio.
Really?
So for stocks.
Okay, so what'd you do with the other 2,000? Oh wait, sorry, that's three paychecks. Sorry. Okay. $6,000 left.
And the other 25, the last 25.
Nothing for food, huh? Nothing for rent.
No. I will live frugally until I build up enough assets to start building money too.
I mean, look at the life you're living now. You don't need much, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't. Like, it doesn't look like that, like, but like, I don't need that much. I just need internet, my computer to be running, and food.
You can buy the best computer, by the way.
Oh, true, but I don't need that right now.
Yeah. See, when I got hired as a developer, I was living in my car. So, like,
see, that's. Like, I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not gonna say that's smart, but
no,
it's
bro.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, it's not, dude. Police knocking on your window to wake you up to move. It's terrifying, man.
I mean, it's yeah.
I woke up to people looking at my windows. Like, it's scary.
Like, this motherfucker dead,
bro. Like, what can money can I take from? I have no money. You can take.
You should take anything you want.
So, what do we do with the last 6,000 then? The last 25%?
I haven't really thought about that, but I think that just goes to me. Not to waste completely, but to keep in to, like, pay bills and what are the other, like, expenses that I would have, such as, like, food, taxes. That I would have to pay. But majority of the money would be going to building assets in order to build up, like, a good portfolio to build, like, money for retirement.
For sure.
And this is
that age, that's really smart.
And I've had that image in mind for a very long time of what I would do if I made that kind of money. Like, I wouldn't spend it initially to buy fucking just like luxuries and shit. Like, I would want to make more money with the money that I make. So building assets, making sure that I have money coming in monthly, regardless of whether or not I have a job.
Dude, that's huge.
Invest in real estate, and then eventually, right, like, I'll get to a point where I can move into my own place or things like that. I'm not going to buy a new car.
And rent over there is and the reason I bought a car recently, because I have no car. I need a car. It wasn't brand new either way. But and rent in Bay Area, dude, is so expensive, dude. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So I think I would maybe move out of here and go to, like, Hollister or Gilroy.
Or Austin, Texas.
Or Austin, Texas.
Glass house by the Windsor.
Maybe a glass apartment. B3's looking good.
B3? Bro. Those apartments are nice, man. Dude. Dang.
Any place that looks good on the gram, fucking send me there.
You know what's interesting, though? After I was looking at those apartments, I was listening to Gary Vee. And he said, if you're creating content, depending on the content you're doing, maybe you don't want that glass walls everywhere in your apartment, because then you become unrelatable. And I was like, what?
Interesting.
And he said, because when people look at you, they look at you at your situation. Oh, like, this person doesn't have everything. He doesn't look like he has a perfect life. Like, I can relate to that person more. But then if you see you on a high rise in the top floor, let's say you and I happen to get, like, a really nice penthouse in Austin, Texas.
Pull a, like, Joe Rogan, just buy your own facility.
Dude, and people would be like, wait, that will never reach that level.
That's unattainable. But, that's interesting.
Yeah, right? But if you get a smaller place or something that doesn't look as nice as that.
Well, see, that's what you do, though. That's the thing. You buy the high rise, but
you show them,
like, you use a room and you, like, you dress it up to be the shitty room. And that's where you film.
I still want that high rise, dude. I'm not going to lie, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. You would want the high rise. Like, dude, as soon as you're done filming, you walk outside. Beautiful Austin, Texas, right out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Through the glass windows that surround your whole room.
Yeah. Imagine this, too, okay? Imagine this. It's so fun just talking about this, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this. Because you moved to Texas, you get an extra $800 a month that you can use towards anything in cash after taxes, because there's no state tax. You get an extra $700, $800 a month. So now the house that you're going to probably get somewhere else because you pay state tax, now you can get even a nicer one. And or you could not, and just, you know, save the money.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Like, that's what I would do. I would buy the house here over, like, in San Jose, rent it out, move to Austin, Texas, and, like, build my real estate empire that way, and just keep doing it.
Real estate empire. You in real estate, huh? Wow.
Dude, that's the money maker. Maybe not right now, but I think investing in it is something that you should definitely do. Sure. Like, it's just something that's in my mind to do, because, like, it seems like, well, once you get everything set up, there's not much work. If you set it up and do it right, there's consistent, I mean, maybe not consistent, I won't say consistent, but there's monthly cash flow coming in.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I just burped. That's true. Hopefully you didn't hear it, but
I heard it. No, that's true. I mean, that helps because like from my cash flow that comes in is really nice right now. Like,
yeah,
just to be obvious, I get an extra $5,000 a month.
Right. And that's the thing though. It's like, it's another
salary.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, that's the thing. Real estate is also that other stream of income that isn't based off your salary. So if you lose your job, you still have that to fall back on.
Yep.
That's still bringing something into you.
I just slowly build it up.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's actually something I'm looking into. Like, you know, if this thing goes through next couple weeks,
listen,
like, bro, I'll be making more than a doctor. Week? I'll be making money like a doctor. I don't know. No comment. But like, no, because no, the reason I'm saying that is because I already make $50,000 a year from like YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then I have my side business. I do 45. I make another 45 to $50,000. That's about $100,000. That's not including my salary now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
See, like that. If my YouTube could start making $50,000 a year, I would be fine with that.
I just have a high CPM.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. I also don't have the viewership that you have. So like, and I'm not like complaining about it. Like, I will get there soon.
You will. Yeah, you will.
But like, I could live off of that. I wouldn't mind just getting $50,000 a year because it's so much fun.
If this will motivate you more. So I make $100 from 10,000 views, 150 sometimes, right? Mm. I'm friends of like professional gamers who are famous on YouTube, like Randy Gaming and these other people who get 100, 200,000 views per video, 300,000. They make $500 from 300,000 views. I make 100 to 150 from just 10,000. So imagine when you grow your viewership on YouTube in this niche. I mean, people don't believe me when I say I make $50,000 a year from YouTube. That's including sponsors, affiliates, of course, and everything. But yeah, man, the CPM for this is crazy. So yeah. Bro, trust me. You don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? I hate that we can't talk about this, dude.
Dude, like, I know. It sucks to hold back, but I think it's good because we still don't know the outcome.
We don't. And then watch, it doesn't happen. We'll be,
I know, for the both of us.
We're so like, depressed.
At that point, we could talk about it. Like, guys.
We can.
It didn't happen.
Oh, we could tell you how we bombed.
Yeah.
Something.
We completely bombed on stage.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, I'm embarrassing. Yeah. But whatever. People will like that.
Yeah. But let's go back to what? What the actual podcast is for.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is something to look forward to someone that's like learning to be a developer still? Like what is something that you looked forward to when you were coming up that you now like feel like you've achieved or still are achieving?
From what I achieved and what I know I'm going to achieve. One thing, first of all, is the hardships, the struggles, the doubt. The self-doubt you feel every day is 100,000,000% worth it.
Mm. Mm.
Because my parents no longer worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My future wife will no longer worry about anything. You know what I mean?
Where is she at? Virginia?
I don't know. Maybe Austin. I have to think about her. But, bro, you can't even do this to me, man. I'm an open book. I can't hold myself back, okay? This is so bad, bro. Oh, people are gonna subscribe like crazy now. No, but like, dude, the your life will change.
Yeah,
you have to, but the thing is, no one's life, like no one's successful because they got it easy. Everyone had to go through some difficulties, and to make it big, you have to go through big difficulties, man.
Yeah,
right. Like,
that's the one thing that I love preaching on YouTube is. Mm-hmm. Embracing the suck and embracing the failures.
Yeah.
And being able to like document my journey and show that failing is okay, like live streaming.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this, like being okay failing on live on Twitch while you're coding something.
It's humbling, bro.
Very
it
humbling.
Is so, because there are people who are better than you watching you telling you what to do right. Like they're doing it the wrong way.
No, but for me, I love that. But for some people, they're so ego-driven that, like, you can't have that happen.
Yeah.
But every time I've live streamed and made a project, I'm always in chat being like, yo, I don't even know how to do this. Like, there was a point in one of my live streams where I forgot how to use the debugger in JavaScript. And someone was like, or everyone was flaming me in chat. Was like, this guy doesn't know how to use the debugger. And it's happening live. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm looking up on Google how to use it. But it's just like, who cares? No one's going to remember. You learn how to use it. Like,
yeah. Well, those are the few people, man. But the people who are watching you fail, they like that.
Exactly. It helps them. Especially for the people who are also self-taught and who are also coming up in the journey. It just like opens that up to being like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's okay to fail. It's okay to fail, especially in a public setting where everyone's watching you and all eyes are on you. It like somewhat replicates, not really, but it somewhat replicates being in a job. Right? I can't say
exactly
that.
Exactly replicates being in a job.
Yeah, I couldn't really relate to that because I've never had one. Like, you have.
No, dude, it really, because, I mean, you get stuck. You have to ask your senior developer or your colleagues next to you how to do this. And a lot of the times, it's just so funny is that I was able to fix it by thinking my problem out loud while talking about it out loud in front of my friend. And I'm like, oh, wait, I just solved it on my own. So it helps coding live because you talk about it out loud. You're able to think more clearly and you're actually able to do more things than you realize.
100%. And that's the other thing, too, is like, I feel like on stream, you are, and I'm speaking this from experience because of how many times I've done it, you're forced to talk out loud because you need to keep a stream entertaining. Yes. So you're, in a sense, forced to talk out loud, talk through your thought process.
Yeah.
And that way you can kind of get people in the chat to also help you out if you need it. Yeah. But like, it also helps for, like, it builds knowledge and confidence and transfers over to things like coding interviews, right? Like, you have to be able to speak your thought process and know what you're doing and kind of go through it logically. Because staying quiet, it's really not going to help.
It is not. So yeah, that's the thing too. Like, you can't be quiet. And yeah, it is fun, man. I love it. I like the challenge, and especially doing something you've never done before. I can't wait. I have ideas of when I'm gonna start streaming soon. That smile, bro. Yeah, bro, that smile, man.
No, the smile is just because I'm excited for the content you're gonna make.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited too.
Yeah, like, I can't wait to see you live stream, dude.
Oh, bro, I can't wait. See, I'm thinking now, like, should I live stream on YouTube?
I'd stream on both.
Twitch? Yes. And the thing is, like, why YouTube? Because of the algorithm. It's searchable on Twitch. Your VODs are not searchable, right? So
yeah. See, the thing is, like, yeah, I don't know. I that's why I like streaming on both, just to get the best of both worlds. I think there might be a rule that if you're a Twitch partner, you may not be able to do that, but if you're an affiliate, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm an affiliate.
Yeah, see, I'm affiliated Twitch too.
Oh, nice.
So best of both worlds, but yeah. I don't know. What would be, if there is content that you could spill from your list? If there is content that you could spill from your list, what kind of ideas are you thinking of doing on Twitch or YouTube for streaming? to give the people what they want, what should they expect?
Oh,
from
so you can steal my content. No,
just joking, yes. Yes, you caught me.
No. Yeah, I have some really good plans, honestly, on content. For example, I mean, the number one, building a website using Google with no coding knowledge, using just Google, building a basic static landing page. I don't like that smile, man. Oh, no. another one, really, really simple, what I would do is actually probably looking at someone's website and see what they did
wrong. like a portfolio review.
Portfolio
kind of thing.
Yeah. What I would do differently, like, then I would literally download the source code and code it differently on my own.
Huh. Oh, I like that. See, so like, I've done that before on stream. Is someone came on stream, shout out to Corey, I know he might be watching this. I remember he wanted some feedback on his portfolio. And he linked it in the chat, and I didn't see it at first. Some other people in chat saw it. And I was like, oh, let me hop in on this. I kind of want to do this live on stream so everyone sees. And I put it up, and I gave some feedback, and I thought it was kind of cool giving feedback on a portfolio and, like, seeing him take that feedback and actually making the changes.
Yeah.
Because I went back. I didn't tell him, but I went back and checked, and it looks so much better.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff is fun. I would love to have segments or things like that in the podcast, dude, or on the stream where you do some portfolio reviews or something.
Oh, bro. Like, okay. All right. So, I mean, I worked for entrepreneur.com. All right. And I learned a lot about design. What works, yeah. What doesn't, what you shouldn't do, why are you doing this? Are you stupid? you know what I mean? What's modern, what's not, right? And like, I really think I can help people with that. And so that's something I want to do. And what's cool is that I have my own video editor where I was going to have him capture those VODs and he'll just edit it, put it together for me, put it on YouTube.
That would be dope. That would be dope to see.
That'd be cool. And then imagine if you can do that too. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 100% down to do it. Like, that's the thing with especially with things like portfolio reviews or just website reviews in general, is that no matter who you bring on, it's always going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, there's different perspectives. Like, you have the experience with design from working at entrepreneur.com. Like, yep. I have the experience of having no experience. but having my own certain, like, design taste and preference that I would maybe tell somebody that I did for Corey. Like, I had some specific things that I did and didn't like, and things that I thought I would change, and things that would potentially help with the visual aspect of a site, right? Like, there's just so many different perspectives that different developers have that could help.
Yeah.
And you have the design experience, which helps so much, which I think is a cool aspect for you to bring into the table when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, I look forward to doing all those things.
And that just backs up to the idea, to your thing of helping people, right? Like, you get to help someone coming up. You get to help, which is cool, right? You get to help someone in the community do something with their website or do something with their career. And in turn, you're helping people in your family.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, it's full feedback loop of just
it's crazy.
Pure contribution, real help.
All the content I've ever made was to help people, right? Yeah. And ever since then, just by helping people, I've been making a really good side income.
Yeah.
Like, it pays my rent. You know what I mean? So, like, it is crazy. And so if I get to do this for a living full time, bro.
That's crazy. That's the other thing, is like, there are so many side hustles, quote unquote, that you can do that you can actually turn into a full time thing.
Yep.
Like, right. Like, for me, YouTube is now becoming a full-time gig because it's something that I love to do, and I could see it potentially being a full-time income. Potentially, right? Like,
it will.
We'll see what happens. But
no, it will.
It will. You're right. But in the meantime, right? Like, I'm banking on that. Yeah. And it's only because of code that it was possible.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Which is nuts. Nuts. And you can see on Twitter dev and Insta dev and YouTube dev communities, there's so many other people who are in the same exact boat. Like, them learning how to code, especially in the self-taught community, changes lives.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, see, there's one thing that people get on me, even my parents, actually. Chris, why don't you make tutorials? Because people trust me. I don't really sell anything. And if you made tutorials, people would buy it. I'm like, I know, but I don't want to. I'm not passionate about it. I'll be doing it just for money. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways you can make money on that. And I see, that's the thing about me. Like, I guess that's one thing I need to change about me too, though. In a way,
is being okay with selling?
Yes. Dude, I have my own company developer branded, and I don't even freaking market it on any of my social media. Right? I just let people go to it.
Yeah.
Like, they just go and they buy shirts, and you know, these little desk pads are going live tomorrow. People just, you know.
Did that just drop?
Tomorrow. Like that? That's what I have a marketing team for. Yeah, man. Okay, how about this? I want to ask you this question. What do you look forward to in a company when you get your first job when you get that job as a software engineer?
What do I look forward to?
What do you want at that company?
Aside from the actual workload that I would be doing, it would be good culture.
Yeah,
I look forward to good culture. because with good culture comes good friends in the community and in the office or in the team.
Yeah.
And good team in turn makes me do good work.
Yeah.
And I feel 100%. Like that's one of the things that I came to realize, especially as a self-taught dev, is like, I don't do this thing alone. Yeah. I perform better when there's someone with me doing it.
Yeah.
Right. And to have a team that is with me, that is willing to help me learn and is able to join that with me and not be in a team where it's like hierarchical and I'm better than you kind of thing.
There right? are people like that, man. I've encountered that.
Yeah. Right. And like that's the one thing I look forward to most in a if I join a company is the culture that they would bring and the dogs that people would bring on to.
Yeah, no, no, man. I agree. Dude, culture is so important though when it comes to anybody at work, bro. Like,
yeah.
If culture is not there, I'll quit.
Maybe yeah.
I already have done that, you know. I'll quit. If the culture is toxic, and there, and you know what the sad thing is too though, and this happens a lot for junior developers especially. When I have many friends who I play Counter-Strike with, by the way.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Who thanks got for the invite. Developer jobs. And they say it's toxic, but they can't just leave. They have to build that experience. So they have to deal with it for the first year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, like, just deal with it. It's your first job, but you can leave after a year or two easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the sucky part is you kind of have to, like, you kind of have to pay the man at that point.
Yeah.
And then when you're more ingrained in the industry and when you have that experience, then you can start speaking up for yourself.
Dude, it's so nice.
Yeah. Right. Like you have that experience, you have that clout behind you. So you can kind of like speak your mind and say, hey, I don't want to be here. You guys suck. You guys are like a shitty team to me and I don't want to do that.
This might suck to hear, but I've only showed my portfolio for an interview once, which was my first developer job. Other than that, people have asked for it, but they didn't require it. I don't have a portfolio.
So, how do you do it? Hold up. What is the Chris Sean? I'm going to delete my portfolio website if you give me right now the Chris Sean secret as to how I could get by without a portfolio website.
They don't hire people just on skill. They hire potential.
Okay. And how would one show potential?
I mean, first of all, you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to make eye contact when you talk to people.
Okay.
You have to smile. No, wait, see, bro, okay, I can't focus on this. I need to cover your
face. Keep going. I'm hitting all the markers. I'm talking, I'm smiling, I'm making eye contact. What's next? That's three. What's number four?
I had to change the screen. Hold on. I can't see you anymore. That is so freaking awkward. Oh. Dude, if you do that in a video interview, bro, you're not going to hire you.
Hey, ready? No. This is what would happen. No, this is what would happen. Put your screen back on. Okay? This is what would happen. This is what would happen in an actual interview after you gave me those tips. You ready? What's just up? Like, I joined the meeting, turn my webcam on. Hi, how are you?
That's so weird.
And is that how I get the job?
Bro.
Are these going to be
okay,
so
these interviews? These interviews happened in person, bro. Okay.
Oh, then I'll just do that to their eyes. This is just me. I'll cover their eyes. Just like, don't look at me yet. Don't look at me yet. Oh, tell me when you start the interview.
No, dude, but you'd be surprised how many people don't do that, though.
Just that? I feel like it's so natural. Like, I feel like it's so natural to me that it seems weird that people
Let me clear up my
make
point.
Make 100,000% eye contact.
Your first developer job, you need a portfolio because you have no evidence to show you can do it.
Damn it.
Your second developer job, all right, you use the portfolio you made there, but, you know, maybe they want to see if you add something to it. But they more than that's about the coding test, right? If you fit the culture in the interview, a lot of times they'll try to challenge you to see if you go get crazy under pressure, right? If you get mad, if you show frustration because you couldn't solve something, or you'll just take it and be humble. Those things are important. That culture is number one. It's always number one. Yeah. And if you show you can fit culture and you show you have potential, you got the job. That's it. I know it sounds too simple, but that's literally it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it does sound simple, but I think that the problem is, you know, it being potentially your first, like for me, it would be my first job as one. It's getting past the screening of all the other candidates.
That's right? True. Getting that first interview is hard. Now, if this was me, no experience, right? I mean, I've said this in the video already, but this is what I would do if I had to start over. If I had 6 months to get a job or else I'll die, right?
God damn. Okay.
Hey, that's what I would have, the mindset I would need. And I would build such a sick portfolio. And plainly, just this, just to show your progress, basic HTML website, then the HTML CSS website. Then after that, you add JavaScript to create functions. That's your other part of your project in your portfolio. This is to show your progress. And then you just build a bunch of things in React.js, because React.js is what's in right now.
Dude, you know, that would be so cool. Like having just the landing page of your portfolio. This might be cool. This might not be. This is just an idea. Having the landing page of your portfolio only be HTML and CSS, right? Mm-hmm. Hold on. And then the second page is your portfolio website, but now with JavaScript involved. So it displays like different parts of your website that like sit, that know you can manipulate the DOM and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And add all these different things dynamically. And then there's a third page that then links over to a project that you made with like React or Gatsby or whatever.
Yeah.
JavaScript framework that you choose, and then that's that. Like that would be cool to have like a chronological sequence built into your, you know what, I might do that, a chronological sequence built into your website to just show, hey, I know HTML CSS, HTML CSS, here I know JavaScript, here I know a framework, hire me.
No, well, this is what I would do differently though. See, this is why I can get a job in 6 months. I'm just joking, bro. I'm just joking.
You're bad. No, bro. Oh my gosh. What the freak? I all see right. How it is.
Bro. This is what I would do differently though. Have literally, either if it's a timeline or the navigation menu, 1 month. Month one, month two, month three, month four, month five, then 6 months. This is what I built. After only coding 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, for so they can easily navigate through it. You know what I mean? UI, UX. So just literally having that timeline, this is what I did after coding only 2 months. This is how much better I got after coding in 6 months. If people could see how much you grew exponentially, if people could see how fast you grew exponentially in 6 months that way, you got the job. Hi, my name is Chris. I'm a developer. I live in Virginia, and I've been coding only for 6 months, but I want to show you how much I want to show you my amazing progress, or insane progress within the last 6 months. If you hire me now, look at what, just imagine what I can do in 1 year, in 2 years, in 3 years.
I feel like not only is it your technical knowledge that you would be showing there, but it is also the fact, it's the fact that you can sell yourself.
There you go. And that's what I'm able to do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I need to learn how to do, is I don't think I know how to sell myself very well yet.
Yeah.
I think I know that how to do it. I just don't think I know how to do it very well, where it's not influential, but where it's impactful.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's it. Okay. So this is one way I sold myself in my interviews all the time. And it worked a lot. I've worked so many jobs. They're like, Chris, I mean, what's your biggest strength? What's your biggest weakness? And I'll always say this. My biggest strength was, you know what? I am willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. I was living in my car for a couple months. You know, I was homeless a couple months, whatever. But even though that happened, I did not allow that to stop me from becoming what I wanted to do. More than anything, I use that as a motivation to push me even harder. But that is also, that motivation is also my weakness, because sometimes I can get too competitive with myself. You know, stuff like that. Like connecting with them on a deeper level, rather than just trying to just say, oh, these are my skills, these are my projects. You want to show them the real you.
Yeah.
You know, the person behind Justin Chow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's like, I've done that recently, like in other, like I've documented that interview. Like I was able to do that a little bit, but I think you just need to work on it a little bit more. And I think that's the one thing that, again, I just need to figure out is what are the strong points that I believe, and that's the other thing is having confidence in that, is believing that that's actually a strong point.
Yeah.
What are the strong points that I feel like people would be able to buy, right, and believe in, and sell it? And that's, I think I was posting on Twitter today, is what are some of the recommendations people have on like learning how to sell and market?
I saw that, yeah. I was like, should I comment? No, I'll let them figure it out.
Oh, well, thanks, Chris. Such a good, friend. Leave me in the deep end. With no floaty.
Yeah. But those things are important though, man.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. Dude, I've interviewed for many companies around here too, just for fun. They ask me the same question.
Brag about it. You know?
Yeah. Like Dave Ramsey Solutions, the one company I've always wanted to work for in Nashville. They gave me a job offer. I didn't take it. But like the one question they asked me in the interview was, I mean, why should we hire you? What is it that you love about code? And I'm like, and I would tell them, without saying I have YouTube, I would say this. Honestly, I built my own community of like thousands, tens of thousands of developers that I've communicated with. I love to code, but more than just coding, what I love to do is help people love code too. I love to code, but I want other people to know why they should love code, how it can help them, not just me. So I'm passionate about it, and I learn code all the time outside of work. But more than anything, I want to inspire people and let the whole world realize that there's a whole new world they don't know about.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like you're in the community not to just do it for yourself, but you're also willing to give.
And people like that because why? Oh, this person will fit in our culture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good person.
Yeah.
Wow, he does it outside. Like, imagine what kind of personality would have inside the business, the company too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's like, that. Like humility, empathy, like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just having all that for sure.
Yeah.
Let's circle it back. Now I want to ask you the same question.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like when you're going into a company, aside from the culture now, what is it something that you look forward to when you're joining onto a team?
Dang. What I look forward to on a team? Dang, that's hard because...
Like, just think about it as in, like, you're giving insight to someone who's never been on a team. Like, to me. I've never been on a team for developers. I've never been employed as one. Aside from the culture, what is something that you've looked forward to, or something that you've actually genuinely enjoyed being a part of a company, not just a team, but the company?
What I look forward to is doing something that feels like it really has purpose. I'm not going to lie. Working at entrepreneur.com for 2 years, I was burning out. I think that's one of the reasons why they laid me off. They didn't lay any other developers off. I was the only one. When they had to lay someone off, who are you going to lay off? The person that looks burned out.
Yeah.
And I was, because I was doing the same thing every single freaking day. So what I look forward to when, if I join a new company, is that I don't want to do the same thing every day. I want it to be something different. And more than anything, culture. Like, I have to include that, man.
Yeah, it has to be culture. It's a big thing.
Yeah,
it's a big thing because it plays it not it's only to the work home that you do. Yeah, it affects your mental too, because again, it's your second home, right? Like you spend most of the time at work anyways, or doing work. So if the culture is bad, your work's going to be bad. So I get it. Like why culture is such a huge thing, but I think that's a cool aspect to look forward to. Like as a up-and-coming dev.
Add to that too, though. Oh, sorry.
What?
No, that's okay. You can keep going.
No. You add on.
If I can add to that though, and this does come with years of experience, is not needing to worry about money anymore.
Mm.
So, for example, now I'm joining a company not just because of the money, because I want to do what they do there.
Mm-hmm.
And what helps me do that is how will they pay you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. Even when I build my own company and I'm building my own company, the people I'm hiring, I mean, I'm telling them, hey, this is a startup, but if this grows, I'm going to pay you well. I want to pay you where you don't have to feel like you don't have to look at other jobs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because now when you go to work, you go to work not because of a paycheck, which is nice. Because
you actually want to work.
Yep. So that's why, that's when I talk about freedoms now, when I look for a company, it's not just to pay. Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's, do I want to do what they do there?
That's an interesting like shift in mental, because as a developer who's, for me, like me, who's never been in a spot before, that's not what I'm looking for, right? I'm looking to get my foot actually into the door and then getting my whole body in first, right? Like that's what I'm looking for. So I'm not necessarily worried about what work I'm trying to do. And then like there's someone like you who's actually been in it already and who's already got like their feet wet. Now you're looking for different things. Now you're looking for enticing work. You're looking for work that's purposeful.
Yeah.
And then that actually can resonate with you. So like, again, that plays it well with culture. Does the culture's message or the company's message actually align with what you want to do? Mm-hmm. Does it affect change in the world that you want to affect? Or does it, are there motives and morals aligning with you too? So there's so many other different things that you look for in a job now, which I completely understand. Yeah. But for me, it's not going to shift there yet because I don't have that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say privilege. But I don't have that right just yet.
I'll tell you this. If I was to stay at that company, that the one I quit, if I was able to do what I wanted, I would have hired you there. Like literally. Well, I was thinking of like, all right, I need help. I can't do all this on my own. I was going to get you the job, but I quit. no. And,
you should have waited. Damn it, Chris.
Yeah.
No. This is another time. Help a brother out. Your man's is over here struggling.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It probably wouldn't have paid as well. Only maybe like 60, 70 a year.
Here's the thing for me too. Is at that point, like as a junior, or not even, I can't even call myself a junior because I'm not a junior. As a unemployed developer who hasn't been employed yet, I'm not worried about the money.
Yeah.
Right, like yes, the money's nice. I want to work. I want to work as a dev. I want to be.
What if it was going to be like $1,000 or $2,000 a month?
Okay, see, that's just unreasonable. but I feel like it would be okay because I would get my foot in the door. That's obviously not something I can sustain.
$1,000 or $2,000 a month, part time.
Okay, let's do it. Really? Let's get it. Yeah. Because then I can stay there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Eat that shit, right? Like not get paid that much money. I know my worth is way more than that.
Yeah.
But as a person who has no leverage to use, mm-hmm. aside from what I have right now, I have to take that.
Yeah.
Right? Like I will eat that for a little bit and then just be like, okay, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, however long I decide to stay. I have the experience now. I've worked in a team environment. I've worked on an actual product that is out there in the wild. I have, you know, done all the reviews, all the committing, all that stuff that in an actual team environment, like I said, let me try to use that now and leverage this new skill set, this new set of experience to a different role where I can actually get a spot that's worth my value.
No, 100%, man. That's cool. I mean, I would have done it for free.
Yeah. I mean, like look, free would have sucked.
It would have. But 2 years, a year after doing it for free, it would have not sucked.
Yeah.
Right. It's, for me, it's worth it. I mean, if you're in a situation when you can do it for free, do it.
Yeah.
Because that experience, I'll tell you this, man. I learned more in 1 week than what I did teaching myself code in 3 months on a job.
Oh, 100%. Because that pressure excels your learning and excels your like senses so much. Like having people to actually work for, no matter if it's code, like any job, I feel like will do that to you.
Yeah.
Like when you're on the floor and you need to learn something, you will do anything in your power to like learn it and make it stick. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that 100%. So if I had to work for free, sure, it would suck. But yeah. I actually had a tweet go kind of big because of that. I asked people in the community what they thought about like an unpaid internship, and people went haywire.
It blows my mind away. It's like, what do you expect to happen? This is given to you for free? Like, get paid well? Like if you have no experience, you have to show why people should hire you. You know, if you show a company that you did it for free, interning for free for a year or 6 months, oh, dang, this person's willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, like, it's just different perspectives on it, I guess. I feel like working for free, again, definitely sucks. I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Although, like, living at home with the parents definitely does help with that. Like, I would be fine.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, YouTube and Instagram on the side, which would work well in my favor. So now I'm rethinking if I should work for free or not.
That experience, you know.
Yeah, it's to gain the experience to get leverage.
What would you charge to work on someone's, like, Shopify website?
Shopify website. Mm-hmm. For me, my approach on that is it depends, because I have to ask what their budget is for it.
Uh-huh.
Right, like I would charge anywhere from 500 and up, depending on the budget.
That's too low, bro. 500.
No, I know, but again, like that's the lowest I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
Depending on the budget.
Hmm.
But it depends on that. I don't have a flat rate that I would charge because different websites require different.
Yeah.
What
about 1,000 in 2 weeks?
Okay. It's a little low for 2 weeks. A little bit, but I would.
Oh no! As long as you know, it'll be your own hours. As long as it's done in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I know. It's not like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Every day for 2 weeks. No.
Oh really?
I would maybe.
Really?
I would maybe. I would have to.
I'm looking for someone.
I'm joking. The only thing is, I don't know Liquid.
Oh, it's so easy, bro.
I know. I'm sure I could learn it. It's just I don't know it.
It's funny, it's Liquid, but I've used that same syntax at entrepreneur.com, exact same syntax. I'm like, why is it called Liquid? It looks exactly like Twig.
But it's PHP. Like Liquid's like what? PHP, right?
Yeah, it's like Twig and PHP. It's a templatizing system.
It's like it's so that you can like dynamically like
I love it.
It's like dynamic data, right? So that you can display data.
So because I'm redoing my website right now, and like I don't even think, like I don't have to Google anything. Like, oh, I know what this does. I know how to do this.
That's crazy. The best. That's the best, when you can go through a project without Googling things. I've never
worked with Shopify before, but it's so similar to entrepreneur.com. I'm like, oh, I know what this does. Oh, PHP. Yeah. Oh, this is about, yeah, it's crazy.
I'll have to spend some time to learn it. Maybe I'll do that on live stream.
Yeah, maybe I will too. Let me
okay. I see. Taking my ideas now.
Oh, man. All right. One last thing.
Uh-huh.
What's one thing that you're worried about in the industry when you get in?
Falling behind.
Oof. That'll happen a lot.
That's the one thing I'm worried about, is falling behind.
Don't worry about it, because that's going to happen.
Right. And I'm aware it's going to happen. I think just for me, like with my personality, scary. I have a hard time dealing with that.
Yeah.
Right. Because I like to work and I want to be at the same pace, and I want to be able to be with the rest of the team, if not faster.
No, for sure. It's hard. That's why I wanted to quit after 3 years, because I felt I was falling behind all the time.
Yeah. And I hate that. To me, it's not the fact that I'm doing it. It's just I hate that feeling of falling behind and being that guy on the team.
Yeah. It sucks.
So, dude, Jay's falling behind.
That was me, bro. Yeah. Entrepreneur.com. That was me. So yeah. I got burned out, and like I stopped trying.
Yeah. Like, if anything, that is the worst part.
Yeah.
Not even getting fired, because I know that's a given. Or later.
That happened. That will happen. Anywhere.
Right? Like, that's going to happen in my life.
Let's say you work for a software company in the Bay Area within the next couple of weeks. That can happen there too. But I mean, but the fact you're able to experience that, to do that for as long as you do, is amazing.
Yeah,
but that's why you also need to save to last you at least 6 months of savings.
100%. Yeah, like you have to have that. You have to have a backup plan for sure. Yep. But that's like one thing is not even just getting laid off, is falling behind and
not being able to be kept up to speed, because that just mentally and emotionally for me kind of says that I wasn't ready. Right. And I wasn't ready for that kind of workload and for that kind of speed. So there's always something to work on, but that's just something that I need to work on more of, is being more knowledgeable into the fact that, and knowing that I can stay on track and actually get my work done.
Yeah.
And not fall behind. So that's the one thing.
For sure, man. I still feel that today.
I mean, I feel like everyone does.
Yeah.
From what I hear from other people, it's just like,
and people who don't admit it are lying.
It's just they're putting up a front and things like that.
Yeah. I only know one person who doesn't, but he's literally a prodigy. And that makes sense.
Yeah, and he made his own language. You get those outliers.
Yeah.
You get those outliers of people who just like know what the hell they're doing and just do it.
Yep.
Which is crazy. So
yeah, no, for sure, man. Dang, dude, but this is fun, bro. Oh my gosh, I love doing podcasts with you.
Yeah, it's easy, right?
Yeah, it's like I'm talking to myself.
I mean, like, the chem's just there, so
yeah
hopefully we could do more stuff like this soon. You know, like,
bro, imagine if we could do this like every other day just for a living,
side by side, right? In B3, yo, in the living room,
Austin, Texas, level 32,
right next to the big old window.
Oh bro, skyscraper.
We're live streaming, you're behind me, I'm behind you.
Oh my gosh, and we're talking crap about each other on our own streams. Look at that guy, he's so slow.
That would be amazing, dude. And then just at night, just turn off our actual streams and then go on Valorant? A gaming stream.
Oh dude, bro, I could teach you how to be good at Valorant.
Okay No one's got to teach me. The only thing you have to teach me are call-outs, and that's it.
Do you know there was a match between the developers of Valorant and professional Counter-Strike CSGO players?
Yeah, the devs won.
Why?
Because they know the mechanics.
Who can aim better, though? The Counter-Strike pros, right? They can aim better.
Oh, for sure.
But the developers know how to play the game, right?
Well, they also know the map. Way better.
The map, but the abilities.
They have advantage for that because they know the layout.
Mm.
And they've probably made the callouts prior, so they have that map awareness.
That helps.
They don't even necessarily aim, because honestly, I would take the person who has that map awareness because they know the pre-aim angles and they can hold that. Right? You don't need You don't need aim to hold angles.
Bro, you need to add me. Real Krishan and A1.
We'll do this later. Well, do you want to play tonight?
Who says I'm not going to play tonight, bro?
Oh, sure, you're right. It's just like at 6. It's 4:15 right now. At 6, I got to go to a dinner, and I'm kind of down. I would just get my 240Hz monitor, plug it up.
Bro, I literally bought these Bose gaming noise-canceling headphones.
I saw that you got a mic on the side. I was like, what kind of gaming headphones is that? Yeah, this is my Bose gaming headphones
I bought just for Valorant. Yeah, I'm down.
I'm down, dude. The other game I've been playing, too, is Warzone.
Oh, I want to find someone who plays that. I don't have a lot of people who play it. All of my friends are like Counter-Strike players.
So I play it, and then there's another chick that follows me on Instagram, or her name's Ricky, that I need to do another. She's a boyfriend. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Don't do that. She's also from the Bay. She's cool. Fuck it. Give me that look.
You can see me. Holy crap.
I'm over here just fully aware of what you're doing. I was just like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Don't do this. Oh, everyone can see you.
Bro. Oh, man.
There's no hiding secrets here.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. All right.
She plays Warzone, so maybe we could do a trios kind of thing.
Oh, I'm down. I suck at it, but you can show me the way.
Oh, so that's the
I'm humble. But I admit when I suck at something.
Humble my ass! Did you hear yourself talk about Valorant?
Bro, I'm humble. When I know I suck at something, I admit it. But when I know I'm really good at something, I admit that too.
Okay, guy. Okay.
All right, man.
We're going to see tonight on Valorant who's better. I'm going to DM and everything. I'm going to make sure I'm there. Oh. Like, yo, I be dropping 20s, dude.
20s?
20s.
That's it?
Oh, come on. What are you dropping?
Bro, 35s, 30s. High 20s.
I'm not limiting myself to 20s, though. I'm fully capable of dropping 30s, 35s.
Bro, I carry teams. I'll carry you tonight.
Listen, listen. Holy crap. Listen to me. Okay? Give me 3 days. I will study the map.
Oh.
I will study the callouts, and I will study the abilities, because that's the one thing I hate doing. In Valorant, is I hate learning the abilities and actually like
being
in situations that I have to learn them.
Oh, you can learn. It's easy to learn.
No, I know. But once I do, everyone is screwed. I will be the best. What's the top rank in Valorant? That's what I am. I'm in it.
So you're bronze.
No. I think the highest rank is Valorant.
You know, you can't play ranked until you do 20 unrated games, by the way.
I know. I think I have three. I think I've played three games.
Oh my gosh. All right, tonight.
I'm down.
Okay, let's do that.
Maybe a live stream?
Yeah, I'm down to stream too. I have my Elgato
maybe
too.
My latency when I stream is sucky, but we'll see.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, dope skis. All right, peeps. All right, man. Thank you all for watching and listening, wherever you're listening to. It's going to be on like Spotify and YouTube and all that. So thank you all for tuning in.